I don't really remember. I remember very little of his schedule. I mean, I have fond memories, obviously, of being a kid, and especially his final 3 years in Atlanta, going on the field after the games, going in the locker room. But as far as his daily schedule, I really don't remember that too much. But obviously, now being in his shoes, you know, the hours are a little different than most. But I think the pros outweigh the cons.
Yeah, I just wondered if did you guys have regular Thanksgiving as kids because of his job? I just think it's great that you get out of here by 1 o'clock as soon as you're done talking to us, so you can have your Thanksgiving. I didn't know if that was like that.
I can't remember that. I can't remember. I'm sure we did in some form or fashion.
Mike said everyone's kind of taken care of, so the guys that don't have family around, kind of everybody adopts everyone else. Is that kind of how it is around here?
Yeah, absolutely, especially as, you know, we're being such a small city and, you know, with very few friends and family members out here. We take each other under each other's wings. I know AJ and his wife have been very gracious when I first got here, and the same goes for the rookies coming in nowadays. So, yeah, it's real fun to get together on these Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays just because, you know, it's just another reason for us all to get together and spend some time outside of football.
Do they weigh you in on Friday then?
They weigh us in today, fortunately, so we got a week to burn it off.
Like, you feel good now this week? I mean, it kind of boggled my mind that you weren't out there rushing the passer on in the dive early on in the game. That kind of was indicative of what I figured must have been probably a little bit stuck.
Well, we're being smart. You know, I felt good going into the game, but at the same time, you know, we're being cautious, especially feeling it out early in the game. And I think that's why you saw early in the game coming off a few times in certain situations. And then by the end of the game, I don't believe coming off the field. So obviously that was an indication of how I was feeling. And you know how it is, you know, with, you know, those type of injuries. You just got to be smart. And, you know, especially coming into this week, I feel great. I've had zero limitations, taking every rep in practice. So, you know, I don't see there being any, you know, rep limitations or anything that would require me not to do my job, whether it's you know, covering the tight end, the back out of the backfield, or rushing the passer, so I feel good about that.
Speaking of the tight end, what the hell are you guys going to do with Gronkowski?
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, they do a great job of you know, creating their matchup opportunities, especially with not only Gronkowski, but with Vereen out of the backfield. He does a great job. So, you know, we'll just put our best players out there and you know, hopefully you know, make the plays when we need to. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is a quarterback who, you know, gets rid of the ball very quick. I mean, we see this in practice. It's very hard to stop. But we got to make our plays when it counts. And you see the teams that have, you know, that have been able to beat him have done that. So, you know, hopefully that's the case because we can't let him get comfortable back there and get rolling or else it's going to be a long day for us.
It's obviously important to get pressure on every quarterback. But Tom, as smart as he is, as quick as his release can be, what's the key to getting pressure on him?
Well, I mean, you pressure our quarterback sometimes, and he'll make you pay. So there's a fine line between getting pressure on him and, you know, not enough. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out this Sunday. But I think, you know, obviously our four-man rush really has to, you know, get home. And when I say get home, it's going to be difficult with, you know, how quick his, you know, his release is and especially, you know, spreading out the field. But, you know, especially on the interior, getting pressure in his face, I think is very important too. So it puts extra emphasis on our D tackles and some of the games.
What stands out most about Brady and what he's able to do? I mean, you see Aaron every day, but just the guy sitting back there so calm, like nothing's happening around him.
I mean, yeah, I think it's his entire body of work, really. I think, 15 years in the league now, you know, and he's done a fantastic job with Super Bowl victories and just constantly, you know, leading a successful organization. And obviously it all starts with him. So, you know, arguably the best quarterback in the league. And, you know, he just does a great job of getting to his playmakers. And obviously those guys on the other end who are catching and do a fantastic job of, you know, of catching those passes and getting yards after the catch. So, it's going to be a tough matchup one way or another, however you want to look at it. But it's really about making the plays when we need to. And we'll see come Sunday.
How much are you looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, trying to keep our offense, you know, off the field, you know, is obviously a game plan some offensive coordinators take into mind, head coaches, is obviously limit the amount of touches that our offense gets and, you know, force our offense to kind of beat him the old-fashioned way, you know, kind of marching, you know, up and down the field. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely could see that. But they also possess the ability to spread it out. So I really think it's, you know, you got to be ready for both of them. So, and we definitely will. But, you know, we know at the end of the day they do a very good job with their matchups, especially at the tight end and running back position, creating those mismatches. And, you know, we'll have to do a better job than the teams prior to, you know, make sure that he doesn't find those open receivers.
How much do you look forward to the challenge of competing as a quarterback like this?
Well, I mean, I think more so for me, it's the competition who I deal with, you know, directly. So whether that's matching up against the tight end or the running back or the tackle or whatever it might be. But obviously, you know, as a competitor and playing against a great one in Tom, you know, you obviously want to get the win at the end of the day. And, you know, as a pass rusher as well, you want to make your plays, get your sacks, get your hits on him. Thank you. So, yeah, I think the win would be most important.
You know, if I had to look around the locker room to find someone who could line up on Gronkowski for a while, I might look at tall. You're kind of tall. You're fast. You're smart. I might pick you. Is that a matchup?
I appreciate those compliments.
is that a matchup that you'd embrace, even if it's just for a little here and there? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've seen it throughout my career. I've been matched up against slot receivers. I mean, Victor Cruz to, I mean, everyone really. So, yeah, I mean, there could potentially be some opportunities in the game where, you know, I'm matched up against him. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, I obviously enjoy those opportunities to kind of, you know, showcase my talents, especially at something that, you know, is not the norm from pass rushing. But at the same time, I like winning, too.
Clay, I know you guys have stayed relatively healthy this year in the outside backers room, but when you did need Jay last weekend, what did you think of what he was able to give you a little bit in his rotation?
Well, it's, you know, someone like him to come in and just give us a little spark of energy, especially because he's such a, you know, high motor, fast paced guy who presents a different, you know, pass rush and a different approach to the, you know, to the game. So it's good to see. It also presents promise for the, you know, tackles out there, especially who he was going against. I know, I think he had a few good rushes when he was close to the quarterback. So it's just, you know, anytime you can bring in somebody who can spell you for a few plays, give you a blow, and there's no letdown, I think that's what you know, truly want to take away from this. And for him personally, just to get those live reps and continue to progress as a player.